Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters, for the Power Hour of Prayer with Dr. Vernon Hale, presented live by the Council of Time and the Power Hour of Prayer Conference Room. Vernon Hale.
Oh, Lord, we praise you. We never get tired of praising you, for you are Lord and Savior. In Jesus, we say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you this morning. And a welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Vernon Hale, and I'm looking at my board, and, you know, Blog Talk is about ready to take a back seat, way in the back. I'm looking at my board family, and I do have controls. I see where I can push buttons, but I have no levels. And so I don't know how it sounds on your end, how it sounds like coming out. Nonetheless, we have guest 88 in the Blog Talk Blog Talk side. Try to say that three times in a row, in repetition real fast. But we have guest 88, a welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. And over at Mixler with the Ring of Fire Ministries, we do have Bird's Eye, Believing in Jesus, Maria Johnson, Lauren, Sephirin. I pray that I'm pronouncing these names correctly. Melody, Kitty, and Washed in the Blood, Wanda's in the house. Gina Lang, and Widow Wings, and Ruben, Ring of Fire Ministries. I don't think they're streaming over there. We was up kind of early this morning. Well, early for me, late for them. It was about 3:30 Eastern time that we was over at Ring of Fire Ministries on the Mixler. And, you know, the Lord has woke us up, and yet again for praise and worship, fellowship. And the Lord was just blessing all day yesterday. You know, so we're hoping and praying, you know, that that will continue. Again, I'm looking at Blog Talk Radio, and I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but they are about to lose a customer. I tell you that right now. And we're going to start with our praise and worship this morning. If I sound a little tired, I am. And again, I was up, woke up about 3:30 this morning and was in praise and worship over at the Ring of the Ring of Fire Ministries with FE and them and the family, you know. And I didn't get back to bed until about 5:30 this morning. And, you know, I didn't get no real sleep when I went back to bed. I'm trying to stay alert so I would not be late like I was last week this time. The same thing happened last week. I was awakened early in the morning and for praise and worship. But didn't understand at the time why I was awakened. I didn't feel like I was supposed to go into prayer, and I was sitting there, all right, Lord, whatever it is that you have me for. I was just sitting in the room at the Mixler Ring of Fire Ministries and started to have a blessed time just praising and worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus with the family over at Ring of Fire Ministries. Amen. And we have guest 95 in the room now. Welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. My voice might be a little strained on top of it all. So I'm going to put on yet another praise and worship song, and I'm going to take a sip of coffee. Maybe my voice will come back to its proper levels. I know I don't have no levels for the music, so I'm praying that everything is being heard just fine this morning. Amen. Well, right now we're going to go, and I do believe it just started raining in the city of Philadelphia. I'm praying now that we don't have no storms so that we can have our praise and worship and the Power Hour of Prayer this morning. Amen. But we know that God, he's always good. Amen. And that's what the song is. God is good. Let's get busy praising and worshiping our Lord and Savior. Let's give him the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship. Oh, yes, and the thanksgiving of which he is so worthy of. Amen. God is good, Charles Bolden. Well, I thought we was going to have God is Good with Charles Bolden. You know, it keeps buffering here. And again, I have no level controls. I can push a button and it's just buffering. That's all we are doing. So family, stand by. I'm going to go to a backup. I'm going to pull up my mixer that I'm going to be working with. It takes about a few minutes for me to set the mixer up. And then I'll put a link in the room. And I'm praying that also, you know, the Ring of Fire Ministries this morning, I'll pray that their blog talk will be acting fine. And let me check something on top of that. Yeah, blog talk is, I still have that message. Our engineers are working on a solution. Yeah. You need to hire some new engineers probably. Amen. I don't know what to say. Let me just go ahead and put together my mixer here. And like I said, it'll only take me a moment here, family. And because I can't have this. I just cannot have this. And as you know, I cannot chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. So I'm going on the air as we speak on Mixler here. And let me just put this in the room. All right. I do have the link. I'm just trying to come back to Blog Talk where the link is at. And I'm going to put a link in the room, guest 88, guest 95, and I'm going to have to alert everyone else that we are going to flip over to Mixler on that link right there. And let me just okay, wow. All right, let me do something here. I need to do that. And as you all know, I do not chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. So this is a bit tricky for me here. Trying to do I'm not F.E. F.E. is good at this. F.E. is dynamite at this. Okay? He can do things at a flip of the moment. That's what you call a real DJ. I'm not a DJ. All right? So please bear with me. But we're going to get our praise and worship on, and we're going to get our power hour of prayer in this morning. The devil is a liar. We're going to get busy and be blessed of the Lord this morning, this Monday morning, and it is June the 8th, 2015. And let me just put my brain in gear. Only had a half a cup of coffee. I'm still working on the other half. So join us every Monday morning for the Power Hour of Prayer. All right, let me just put an extra note in here. Blog Talk is not working. Please join us on Mixler. Okay, family. It do not help that I am also the worst typist in the history of mankind. So please bear with me. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me right now this morning. And okay, family, now I am over at Mixler. So if you just come on over to Mixler and first let me get this message out here. And I'm gonna put this right here in Pastor Paul Bakley's side, The Coming Apocalypse. And I'm gonna pull up my Mixler page. And let's see, am I transmitting on? Yes, I am transmitting on. And they're going to phone naturally. Anything to get my attention, right? All right, so I am transmitting now on the Mixler side of the broadcast, on my broadcast. There we go. Yes, we are on my Mixler side, so you have the link for that. Now let me just post that in a couple other locations in case anyone is trying to find us this morning. And where else I wanted to I knew there was somewhere else I wanted to go. Yes, here we are. There we go. And now I just have to trim the message down a little bit and post it in a couple other locations. And then we can go ahead and get busy. Amen. Again, I am not the DJ. I do not chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. All right, so that means, all right, that's there. All right, so I'm going to come out of here to minimize a couple of these pages. I have to minimize a few pages here so that I don't, there we go. If you'll join me over at that link on the Mixler Dr. V side, that's where we'll be. Amen. And I'm going to get busy now. Now we can go ahead and praise our Lord. Let me just load up a song here. And, all right, where's my music now? I got to get that lined up. There we go. And this is the perfect song because the enemy is trying to stop us this morning, and I'm not having it in the name of Jesus. So this is going to be the perfect song to start with. You know, the enemy, he tried to steal your joy, but I want to let him know he has put on notice this joy that I have. The world did not give it to me. Amen. Shirley Caesar. Anyway, just in the event someone does show up. So I just opened that mic up. And that way, if anyone show up over in the Blog Talk side, they'll know that we're over here at Mixler. You know, we're getting ready to put Blog Talk radio in the furnace, if I can get away with saying that. Amen. But I'm just fed up with Blog Talk. So let me just get this echo out of my ear, and I'm trying to do a couple things here. John, I'm going to put on yet another song. I'm going to download your song, and then we're going to go into a prayer family. This is the Power Hour of Prayer, where we come together, and we're standing. I'm looking for the proper word that, you know, we're in accessories. For those that are in need of prayer this morning. You know, there's so many out there that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, being that Blog Talk is a platform that we're going to have to replace, Blog Talk did reach out to multiple countries. And you never know who's listening in on Blog Talk Radio. So that portion of it, we're going to miss because we never know. But with Mixler, I'm not sure what the range is. I'm not sure what the listener base is. You know, I don't know what countries it reach. I don't know how many people it reach. Amen. And because like here, I know that we have Speak the Word in the room. John 3:16 is in the room. And then we have one other person in the room. Amen. But so we're going to have to do a little work in letting the people know that we're over here on Mixler. We're going to have to let the people know some kind of way that if they need help, if they want to find a way to break away from their situation, which means for us an opportunity to say, try Jesus. And we're going to have to reach out. So I'm going to come up with a few things to promote the site, to let people know that need our Lord and Savior, that need our prayers, that need for our, you know, our intercession. Amen. So we're going to be reaching out to them with yet other formats. Until then, please bear with us and stay in prayer with us, because as you heard last night, there's so much that we need to be in prayer for. Amen. So, John, while I'm waiting to, I got everything set up to download your song, but I'm going to put on yet another song here so that we can get busy very shortly. And this one I love because it takes me back, way back in my day, back in the 60s, early 60s. Amen. And this was one of the first gospel songs that I've listened to as a very, very young man. And it turned my head and my attention to gospel music, and gospel music became my first love in terms of music. And, you know, as I grew, I became, you know, aware, and I understood and I knew and I accepted Jesus in those days as Lord and Savior. And where I went wrong, I don't know, but thanks be to God. The Lord Jesus, he pulled me back home. Amen. So, but I want to go back to this song. And it simply says, I have a long, dusty road ahead of me. But that long, dusty road has already been traveled for the most part. And I only have but a short season left on this earth, as we have a short season because we are in that season that our Lord and Savior Jesus, he is expected to arrive at any moment. Amen. Because the signs, as you know, are all around us. But until that day, we do have a job to do. We do have those out there who do not know the Lord Jesus as our Lord, as their Lord and personal Savior. Amen. And so we have a job to do. We have yet a story to be told. And our rental singers, they sing, I have a long, dusty road ahead of me. Oh, yes, and Jesus, he is just all right. He's more than all right. He's our Lord, our Savior, our representative before the Heavenly Father. He opened up the direct line of communication so that we can talk to the Father. No longer does man have to go to man. He can go now directly to the throne of God. And, oh, just praise and worship and ask for forgiveness. Family. God, he is still in control, and Jesus is just more than all right. Again, that is also by the Art of Reynolds Singers, but we do have a dusty road ahead of us. Things, events are about to take place, as you know, and we're not worried about it. We're just looking at the signs of the times and knowing that it indicates that soon and very soon that we'll be going home. And so we're not worried about what's about to take place. We're just letting the people know that time, as we know it, is about to change. It is that short. And we're just trying to right now let those out there who don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ what time it is. And, you know, so we have to just get out there. I don't know, you know, what your ministries are. I don't know what your callings are. But as it was discussed yesterday, you know, we need to be obedient unto the Lord. When he tells us to do something, do not hesitate. Do not tarry. Get out there and do it, because, as you know, that time, our time is very short upon this earth, and we rejoice. Pastor Paul was even saying yesterday, It depends on what side of the fence you're on. The day of the Lord could be either the day, the great day of the Lord for us, and the terrible day of the Lord for those who do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus. So that's why we're to be ready. Be also ready, for you know not the day nor the hour. Amen. So let's get busy with some more praise and worship here. John, I'm looking, I downloaded the song. Now I had to go through my archives here and see where it landed at. So just give me just a little bit more time. I saw your post. You're 60 and plus, and you're very patient, like I am. Amen. So God bless you, and thank you. Amen. But right now, I'm scrambling still, family, so just bear with me a little bit longer. And it might be because I might not have seen it because of this here. Let's see. Yes, here we go. John. And I thought I had this song downloaded earlier already, because Sensational Nightingales, they are one of my groups. Amen. So I thought I had them on the board, and obviously I did not. I must have somewhere along the I do know what happened when my computer had to crash once some months ago. I had to restart downloading my music, and I did not re-download the Sensational Nightingales, obviously. So here they are, the Sensational Nightingales, and You Must Live So God Can Use You. Yes. Every day, oh yes, and you are to live so that God can use you every day by the Sensational Nightingales. John, that is truly one of my groups. Amen. And along with the Pilgrim Travelers from back in the day, and then you also had so many groups, you know, aside from the Five Blind Boys, the original Blind Boys from Alabama, Sensational Nightingales, Pilgrim Travelers, Soul Stirrers, the Jackson Southerners, Mighty Clouds of Joy. There was just so many groups like that that was singing praises and worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus. And they just had so many inspirational songs. And I just, you know, I miss those type days when gospel music was of praise and worship. You know, it was, you know, gospel, you was able to tell gospel music aside from the circular music. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It was, I can't get the word out of my mouth. Wanda, help me with the right word. Can't get it, you know, but it was reverent, you know, and those are the type of songs that, you know, that touches my soul, touches my spirit. Amen. And it just resonates with me. And it takes me to the throne. And yes, yes, Wanda, anointed. Those songs were truly anointed. And they led a lot of people to the throne of our Heavenly Father through the Son. A welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. And Wanda, thank you for last night very much, sis. You know, Wanda Wilson is in the house, also known as Washed in the Blood, our sister and mother to most at Council of Time, but our sister, amen. And thank you very, very much for last night and all that you do for the kingdom of God. Amen. We love you very much there. And let me, family, I'm going to put on one more song, then we're going to go into a prayer, because I had another application open, and I meant to shut them down. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and shut them down now. Maybe that will minimize some of the confusion. And I was hearing a knock at the door and, you know, on the computer, that is. And that alerted me to the fact that I had some applications open that had to be closed there. And bear with me this morning, family, because this is going to be new for me. Now, we do have, we're on Mixler. For the most part, we have, I've been on the air for 45 minutes. So, and I'm only on here for an hour at a time. So when I go off the air, then I'll come right. Then I'm allowed to come right back on the air on Mixler, and I'll have to operate with Mixler like that for this month. But the next month, we'll be on the air continuously as often as we like, and we can run it all day long and all night long if we want. Amen. So. And once I put that together, I am in contact with a few friends from back in the 60s. They have their ministries today. And so we'll be putting some programming together for you as well. Quite a few of them are very powerful ministers that grew up with me back in the 60s under the direction of Pastor Benjamin Smith out of Philadelphia, and who has since gone home to be with the Lord, but he took a lot of young people off the street. And this is what, Wanda, this is what I can compare it to. He took a lot of young people off the street, along with, you hear me play the song sometimes, Rosie Wallace Brown. Her choir and our choir at Deliverance, they would combine choirs at times, and you talk about a blessed time in the Lord with young people that came from all walks of life off the street, because both ministries reached out to the young people and got them off the streets. I'm talking gang members, alcoholics, drug dealers, drug addicts. We didn't really have drug dealers back then, but the drugs was there. I was a little naive. I didn't know about it until I got in the military. But there was a lot of young people that came from various backgrounds. One young man, he was a leader in of a gang here in Philadelphia, one of the notorious gangs in Philadelphia. And Pastor Smith had got him off the street, pulled him off the street, and he became a very powerful young man for the Lord. And today, he's a Harvard professor as well as a bishop. Amen. So a lot of powerful ministries came out of Philadelphia back in those days. And that's why I'm so adamant about the young people today, because the same God that took them off the streets back then, he is the same God that is on the throne today. He is the same God that can touch the hearts of our young people. But we have to do our job. We have to intercede. We have to be seeking our Father's will and interceding for these young people. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for you. Amen. Somebody interceded. And hence, it's our turn to do the interceding. Amen. Wow, I'm still a little out of breath. We was up early this morning, so I'm waiting. I'm trying to wait till the time goes down a little bit so I can start this broadcast all over again. So I'm gonna play yet another song, and we'll go into prayer on the second half of this Mixler. I couldn't get the word out of my mouth. I'm going to start Mixler over again, and then we'll go into prayer. Amen. I'm just feeling my way through this morning. And Wanda, I don't know. Oh, no, I didn't even get to play that yesterday. Let me, I'm looking for a song right now to upload, because I found something while I was doing some searching on music a few days ago. And I was going to play it last night, didn't get the opportunity, but you all know, everybody knows Andre Crouch. I did not know, and I still don't know if this is his wife or his sister, But there's a young lady. let me call her name correctly. First of all, her name is Sandra Crouch. I don't know if this is Andre Crouch's wife or sister, but they are together. Andre Crouch, Sandra Crouch. There is power, in the blood of Jesus. Sandra Crouch. I just want to take the time, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just saying, yes, Lord. Wherever you would have us to go, whatever you would have us to do, whatever you would have us to say, our soul, deep in our spirit and in our heart, we say, yes, Lord.